Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. Waking you up with local news, traffic, weather, and fun. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning and a pleasant Monday to you. It's September 9th. It's episode 1487. And this is what's coming up this week. It's busy. I mean, it's really busy. Stewart's Creek's at Rockville Friday.
Ooh.
Ah.
And that should be a good game, actually. MTSU hosts Western Kentucky Saturday, 4:30 p.m. airtime. Another rivalry.
The 100 miles of hate.
That's what they call it? Okay. Wow. Is it 100 miles to Western Kentucky? You know, my granddaughter's going to go to Western Kentucky, I think.
Ah.
She's going to be a Megan.
She went there for a year. Yep.
Yeah, she's going to do that, I think.
Why would anybody go there?
Well, they have a good, what is it, dental hygiene. She's going to be a dental hygienist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's about all they can do up there.
12 days.
They're a hilltop. What is a hilltopper? They have a blob for a mascot.
It's true. They do have a blob. It is a dumb mascot.
Sorry.
We have a horse.
It should be. They have
with lightning on it.
They have Pegasus. Albino squirrels all on their campus. I don't know why they're not the white squirrels, the fighting squirrels or something. You know, it's better than a blob.
I don't know. I think the hilltopper sounds a little better. I don't know.
But their mascot's not a hilltopper. They call him something.
Oh.
Blubber.
No. I can't remember his name now.
I can't either. I've got to look
Big
it
Red.
Up. Big Red?
Big Red. That's what they call him.
12 days until my birthday. For some reason, that's on here every day. I don't know why there's a countdown. My whole month is my birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's already your birthday. Happy birth month.
Happy birth month. 28 days until the start of fall break. We're all looking forward to that. You're going to be in the Dominican, aren't you?
I am. I leave in, I guess, just under 4 weeks now.
Good trip.
It is a good trip. It'll be very fun. I'm taking two of your family members.
Yeah, you ought to take your dad with you sometime.
Because then I'd be, like, in charge of him.
Could you imagine how much you'd freak out?
Oh. County schools work day on Tuesday, September 17th. Don't remember that. Don't forget that now.
Don't remember it.
Tuesday? Well, I won't remember it. Hey, man, I haven't had any sleep.
I'm sorry. I know.
September 17th. City schools on Thursday, September 20th.
So, that's next week.
That's next week, yes. It's in blue. I figured it was important.
Well, it was just a different color to differentiate from the other
announcements. It's hard to read in that blue, though.
Get over it.
I haven't had much sleep today, man.
Apparently neither of you have.
I'm telling you.
It's Monday.
I thought he was talking about you when he talked about the mascot, Big Red and Blubber. Okay. There we go. I feel better. Yeah. Okay, I've got a challenge for you guys today on this Monday.
Challenge accepted.
I'm so nervous about what this could possibly
be. Don't be. I want you to pick five things today that we're going to talk about in the 6 o'clock hour. Five things that don't exist anymore that you miss. It can be a restaurant. It can be a department store.
Oh, so it's got to be a place, not an item.
Well, yeah, it could be an item. It'd be all right. Yeah, if it makes it easier for you. But five things, okay? And we're going to do one per segment, and then we may have to do two in the last segment of the 6 o'clock hour today. I didn't get much sleep, so I haven't really...
You've been thinking about this all night.
Boy, I got a lot of work done, though.
Well, why did you not sleep? That's the burning question.
I had a steroid shot, and it was about noon. And that's always trouble for me. You know, I did this before, and I was running on the steroid shot for adrenaline.
Uh-huh.
And it was a Friday. I did a football game. And then, you know, with the steroid shot, I just have to give up. I can't do it anymore. I mean, I just go, I'm just going to find something to do because you can't go to sleep. I can't go to sleep. And it'll hit me probably Saturday evening, probably be early evening, Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll probably get a little sleep tonight, but I mean, what did I say? Saturday evening? I meant Tuesday evening. Tuesday evening, tomorrow afternoon, I'll start feeling better. I'll probably get a little sleep tonight.
He doesn't even know what day it is.
He's so confused.
I'm telling you. Well, I don't know what day it is when
that's
I'm
true.
Doing okay.
That's an excellent point.
All right. I'm old, man. But it's my birthday month.
It's birth month, so you're older.
Expecting big prizes, big gifts coming my way this year. Woohoo.
Yeah. Okay.
I know you, cheapskate. I know that won't be coming in. Well, it won't be anything from Dalton either. I'll probably wind up giving you all money. We got to look at the weather. It's 6:17 here on the crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a sunny start to the work week starting with today. We have sunny skies and a high near 86. Tonight will be mostly clear but low around 56. Tuesday we'll warm up to 91 with sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy but low around 62. Wednesday will be similar to Tuesday being partly sunny with a high near 91. We'll have a slight chance of rain overnight Wednesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake up crew forecast. Right now it's 52 degrees.
Everybody loves my gut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat Restore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. Everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot, people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years.
Hi, let me ask Jack Hayes what his favorite thing is and why.
The chicken fingers and french fries. We've had them for a long time, and they're the best you can get in the whole entire town. So come on and get your homemade barbecue sauce and those good chicken fingers and french fries.
So swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
There's probably a brick mailbox made by LaGreen's Masonry near you. Look at the brick mailboxes on their website, LaGreen'sMasonry.com. Family owned and operated, LaGreen's Masonry is A-plus rated by the BBB.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Checking the first Sunday of the NFL regular season Sunday night, the Lions beat the Rams 26-20 in overtime. Detroit got a last-second field goal, then got the kickoff to start overtime, went right down the field, scored to win the game. Cowboys give Dak Prescott, their quarterback, a new contract before their game against the Browns, and then go out and win in Cleveland 33-17. Dolphins over the Jaguars 20-17 on a last-second field goal. Before the game, Miami star wide receiver Tyreek Hill was detained by police, cited for reckless driving, played and scored a touchdown in the win. Justin Fields, the quarterback for the Steelers, in a 18-10 win over the Falcons. Texans get by the Colts 29-27. Bills outscore the Cardinals 34-28. Patriots upset the Bengals 16-10. Chargers over the Raiders 22-10 in Jim Harbaugh's coaching debut in L.A. Bears over the Titans 24-17. Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams, the only rookie starter whose team won on Sunday. Broncos fall to the Seahawks 26-20. Commanders lose to the Buccaneers 37-20.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:21. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew on this Monday morning. We are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has helped provide light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. You can connect online at MTE.com or download the MyMTE app.
Daddy, daddy, wake up, give me belly rubs, please. Wake up, so relaxing.
Do you ever get embarrassed?
And you think I'm losing it? Boy, we had a great weekend, though, weather-wise, wasn't it?
Mm.
Oh, it was so good.
Mm. It was A1.
A1, yeah. It's easy to go to church. You know, you can probably wear a little sweater to church now.
Pullover.
I can hide my belly and, you know, that kind of thing. It always makes me feel better.
Yeah, I miss being able to. I wish we still wore suits to church. That way I'd look thin every week.
I know. I do miss that a little bit. But I think I wear a suit on Easter, I believe.
I'll wear a jacket on Easter.
Yeah. I didn't wear a tie last Easter.
I didn't either, but ties are out.
Ties are out.
So.
I'm telling you, I've got to tell you about my visit to Goodwill the other day.
Okay.
I made a little visit. I had nothing to do, and I just said, listen, I'm going to pull into Goodwill and see what they've got. So, have you ever bought anything from Goodwill?
Oh, I've bought plenty of stuff, yeah. Megan's a frequent Goodwill.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for clothes, but for like things.
Yeah. Yeah. You can find little knickknacks that are pretty nice. Saw a couple the other day. I guess we need to do our song of the day. We're starting a new week. I have no idea what it's about. So let Brian tell us.
This week, we are looking at the top five songs from the year 1984. This is the fifth biggest hit of the year.
You know, that is from a Jeff Bridges movie, and I can't think of the name of it right now. I think it's all it starts with All, I think. But Jeff Bridges did that movie. Pretty good movie. That's Phil Collins. Was he a solo artist by then, or?
Yeah, the movie was called Against All Odds.
Against All Odds. Okay, I knew All was in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's the name of this Phil Collins song.
That's a pretty good movie. Put Jeff Bridges on the map anyway. And putting us on the map today is Joyce Reynolds at Elder's Ace Hardware, today's good neighbor of the day for going out of her way to get items for customers who can't walk the whole store. Well, I need to go there. And great advice for those who are physically challenged. I definitely need to go there. Joyce Reynolds will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers, coffee and gifts at News Radio WGNS.
That is today's good neighbor of the day, and a great good neighbor it is. So if you know someone that you would like to nominate as good neighbor of the day, simply text the word neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450. And same number to get those birthdays and anniversaries in for Sunday and Monday.
Did you know that the first passengers in a hot air balloon were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster?
624.
Stones River Manor offers a secure environment for their residents.
I don't think anybody could find any better place to go. I checked around before I moved here.
Stones River Manor is a Christian, not-for-profit senior living community.
I just really like living here. I'm happy.
And I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Start the journey. Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Saturday's first Oakland's Craft Fair was a huge success. In fact, a beautiful sunny day with cool temperatures created an overflow. Craftsmen and vendors enjoyed serving shoppers as they walked up and down the craft area, enjoyed Murfreesboro Little Theater's roaming thespians, as well as walking tours of the mansion and beautiful springs. Handmade crafts, fine arts, and vintage items, all enhanced with delicious cuisine from food trucks, live music, and more. Leadership Rutherford has reached a milestone. In 1985, Leadership Rutherford began as a 501c3 program that's under the wing of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. That means it's closing in on its 40th anniversary. Each year, the current class is divided into project groups, and each is assigned a project with a local nonprofit. From developing the scope of the work to implementing a plan of action, the Community Impact Project is an important component of Leadership Rutherford that has lasting effects on the community. In addition, the classes learn the history of Rutherford County, along with changes that have led to what now makes this one of the fastest growing and most successful areas of the nation. 9/11 is a day that we will never forget. There's a remembrance ceremony at MTSU open to the public, and it's free. It begins early at 7:30 on Wednesday morning in the second floor atrium of the Miller Education Center on East Bell Street. The 9/11 program for the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office begins at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning and features retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Thomas Hickerson. He led his Lockheed Martin team into the burning Pentagon September 11, 2001 to restore and maintain critical communications following the terrorist attacks. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on the Wake Up Crew, and I guess Bebop Walker will be here with the Good Neighbor events. What's his name? Bo Diddley? What's his nickname?
Bebomb.
Bebomb Walker will be here for the Good Neighbor events. And another check of weather, and then we're going to take a look at traffic. Now, I gave you all an assignment.
What was it? Traffic. Okay.
I gave you all an assignment.
Does he realize that every time he plays the crash sound effect, me and you both get this much closer to quitting?
Oh, he did it the other day, like every time I said the word, that word.
Each time it gets a little bit closer to quitting.
I gave you all an assignment like a good teacher should, and I noticed you wrote a lot of stuff down. Brian wrote nothing down. So
I've got a note.
Okay. Something you have missed that used to be here in this town or in your life that you miss.
So mine is something that I think is coming back, sort of, and it's iPods. I miss iPods.
They were the little...
Well, it was a little MP3 player. Yeah. MP3 players, basically, is what I, you know. I miss not having all my music on my phone, having it on something else. You know, because now if I want to go for a run or whatever, I got to take my phone with me. Whereas before,
I still have
you could just
my
leave
iPod.
It at home.
Yeah, I still have mine with the music in it.
Yeah.
From 1993, you know, or whatever.
When you tie everything together and put it on one thing, now if I wanted to get rid of my phone, I can't because I need it for my music and I need it for this and that and the other thing. So
but that's how they get you.
If you're running, they were great for running.
Yeah.
I mean,
they had the little nano that was about this big. Yeah. It just clipped to your sleeve.
Yeah. You used to take your finger and circle it. You know,
Now, I think they're coming back with a new one, and some other MP3 players have started to pop up. But yeah, that's my first one. I miss the iPod.
You don't want an iPod Touch, though.
No. I just want the little guy that plays the music.
Well, I'll give you mine. I've got one, big boy. I sure will. I'll give you mine.
CDs? Oh, I thought you were going to give one of your things. Never mind.
I have an iPod I was going to give him.
Okay.
It's one of those little square ones, you know? Yeah, that's it.
I thought you had something to share that you miss that's not here.
No, I'm not doing that. I signed it to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what is yours?
I wrote down Playo's Grill.
Ah.
Playo's Grill.
That was your favorite.
I liked their... It's the first time that I had shrimp and grits. And I really loved it there. It was really good.
Metro Diner's got some pretty good shrimp and grits.
I thought about it. I haven't tried it yet.
It's just about the only thing from there that I like love, but it's really good. We should go there and get lunch sometime.
It was good at the Cajun Steamer, too.
Uh-huh. Mm.
But it was a little spicy for me. But, yeah, I miss Playo's. They had good food. I never had anything there that I didn't like.
Didn't they have spaghetti, too, and stuff? They had a pizza. They had some pizza, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah. Think.
They had their own little, like, herb garden.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the summer, you could get tomatoes. What is it called? Tomato or caprese salad?
Caprese, yeah.
Well, whatever. If we're talking about missing places and like, one to eat, mine would be Meacham's.
Well, they just took my number two.
Well, you can still say something about it. I'm just saying.
I don't remember that much about it, but it was always good.
Crowded, too. And they didn't go out of business. They just quit. They didn't want to do it anymore. Mm. Older couple.
Gotcha.
Ran it. So, nice place. Nice place to have little basketball get-togethers and stuff, too. All right. We got to move on because we got to go back in time.
It's time for today in history.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
In 1836, Ralph Waldo Emerson publishes his influential essay, Nature, in the U.S., outlining his beliefs in transcendentalism. It's hard to say. Transcendentalism. There you go. In 1839, English scientist and astronomer John Herschel takes the first glass plate photograph.
And look where we are now.
You slide that thing out, slide it in.
And it would, like, burn the image onto the glass, right? Isn't that
yeah.
how that worked?
I don't like the phones, though. If you want a picture to frame and stuff, you got to go to the pharmacy or something, and they convert them and all that kind of thing.
You can just upload them on your phone. You don't even have to go anymore. You just upload them through the app and then go pick them up when they're ready.
Oh, wow.
I'll show you how to do that later.
Okay. 1908, Orville Wright makes the first one-hour airplane flight.
That was the plan.
It didn't last an hour. We'll give that sound. 1956, Elvis appears on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time.
Well, get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, I roll my breakfast because I'm a hungry man.
And 1971, John Lennon and Yoko Ono appear on the Dick Cavett Show.
Just as long as you stay.
And Yono would scream something in the background. Apple introduces the iPad Pro and iPhone in San Francisco. Brandon Brooks is next.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 9th, 1971.
I'm sure it doesn't come as a surprise to anyone that the Beatles are no longer together.
An appearance on Dick Cavett by
John Ono, Lennon, and Yoko Ono.
On the day Lennon released the album, Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven.
September 9th, 1988.
Who are your parents, Ozzy and Harriet?
The release of the drama Running on Empty.
20 years ago, his parents protested the Vietnam War.
Starring River Phoenix.
It's wonderful having a new name every 6 months.
Judd Hirsch.
I'm not letting him go because it's not safe.
And Christine Lottie.
Look what we're doing to these kids. They've been running their whole lives like criminals.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
In trouble with the FBI.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a sunny start to the work week, starting with today. We have sunny skies and a high near 86. Tonight will be mostly clear, but low around 56. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 91 with sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy, but low around 62. Wednesday will be similar to Tuesday, being partly sunny, with a high near 91. We'll have a slight chance of rain overnight Wednesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Good morning. So far, so good. As far as serious accidents go now, we've had a couple of fender benders up to this point. It's trying to load up on 24 westbound at 840 here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville up through Antioch. Already a little bit of volume from time to time. 24 east at White Creek Pike there through the Jolton area. You got all that heavy traffic arriving in that area coming in from Clarksville. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on their menu. Check them all out today. PrincessHotChicken.com. Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Two plays to enjoy starting this weekend. A Raisin in the Sun at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. And The Sound of Music at the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna. Also this weekend brings the 34th annual White Oak Craft Fair. That's all day, Saturday and Sunday, in the fields next to the Art Center of Cannon County. And that's at 1424 John Bragg Highway in neighboring Woodbury. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the Wings of Freedom Fish Fry. That's over at the Smyrna Airport, Saturday, September the 21st. That same Saturday, it's the Greenway Arts Festival, 10 until 4 Saturday, September 21st, at the Old Fort Park. Don't miss that one. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Mark your calendars for September 13th.
Sarah Callender of Main Street Murfreesboro.
Dive into downtown after 5 to 8 p.m. Explore local boutiques, discover unique gifts, update your fall wardrobe and home decor from downtown's locally owned businesses. Shop till you drop with exclusive finds and special deals. Enjoy live music and immerse yourself in the vibrant local art show around the historic courthouse.
Don't forget dinner at one of the charming downtown restaurants. During Downtown After 5, this Friday, September 13th.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
We provide laser treatments to get rid of those little brown splotches, surface blood vessels, as well as fine lines and wrinkles.
McCabe Vision Center.
Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Mary Ellen Evans calls Adams Place home.
So this space here at Adams Place is large enough for anybody to create the same environment they had at home. Plus, it has things like 9-foot ceilings with architectural detail. So that gives it a feeling of spaciousness. So it's a wonderful place to call home.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour here on The Wake Up Crew. And getting a Monday weather update. No, I'm just kidding. I know you're concentrating on the dad joke of the day. I didn't even rate one last week.
So we have officially transitioned to no rating?
No. We're.
I had to explain it like three times, and it just kind of lost its luster.
Oh, so you're saying it was my fault?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No, but that's...
It was awful. It was awful. I should have given you a one on it. I was trying to be nice. Jeez. So I just didn't rate it.
Not rating out of kindness.
Yeah. Well, you got the Monday started off well. Go ahead. See what you get this time.
Just asked my 9-year-old son what he learned at school today.
Uh-huh.
He said, apparently not enough. I got to go back tomorrow.
That's actually a true story. You thought you only had one day at school. What do you think, Dalton? Just give me your opinion.
It was okay.
Yeah, I think so. Give it a 3.
It was okay.
Well, you could have got a 4 if you'd have been a little nicer today.
Eat my shorts.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 641 here on the Wake Up Crew. Bye-bye, Brian.
CBS News Brief. A massive manhunt for a suspect who opened fire on a highway in southeast Kentucky is stretching into a third day. State Police spokesman Scotty Sharp.
We will continue to use helicopters and drones, canines, search teams,
We'll bring in fresh troopers, fresh officers from other agencies.
Five people were wounded. An out-of-control wildfire has quadrupled in size in Southern California's San Bernardino County. CBS's Elise Preston.
More than 35,000 structures are in the wildfire's path. Paired with the sweltering heat, the fire has created its own weather system with clouds, thunder, and lightning.
Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump are prepping for their debate in Philadelphia tomorrow night. Correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Our new poll shows that when it comes to voters being excited about their candidates, Harris outperforms Trump in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
All battleground states. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Leadership Rutherford has reached a milestone. In 1985, Leadership Rutherford began as a 501c3 program that's under the wing of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. That means it's closing in on its 40th anniversary. Each year, the current class is divided into project groups, and each is assigned a project with a local nonprofit. From developing the scope of the work to implementing a plan of action, the Community Impact Project is an important component of Leadership Rutherford that has lasting effects on the community. In addition, the classes learn the history of Rutherford County, along with changes that have led to what now makes this one of the fastest growing and most successful areas of the nation. Saturday's first Oakland's Craft Fair was a huge success. In fact, a beautiful sunny day with cool temperatures created an overflow. Craftsmen and vendors enjoyed serving shoppers as they walked up and down the craft area, enjoyed Murfreesboro Little Theater's roaming thespians, as well as walking tours of the mansion and beautiful springs. There were handmade crafts, fine arts, and vintage items, all enhanced with delicious cuisine from food trucks, live music, and more. 9/11 is a day that we will never forget. There's a remembrance ceremony at MTSU open to the public, and it's free. It begins early at 7:30 on Wednesday morning in the second floor atrium of the Miller Education Center on East Bell Street. The 9/11 program for the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office begins at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning and features retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Thomas Hickerson. He led his Lockheed Martin team into the burning Pentagon September 11, 2001, to restore and maintain critical communications following the terrorist attacks. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health.
Mark your calendars for September 13th.
Sarah Callender of Main Street Murfreesboro.
Dive into downtown after 5 to 8 p.m. Explore local boutiques, discover unique gifts, update your fall wardrobe and home decor from downtown's locally owned businesses. Shop till you drop with exclusive finds and special deals. Enjoy live music and immerse yourself in the vibrant local art show around the historic courthouse.
Don't forget dinner at one of the charming downtown restaurants during Downtown After 5 this Friday, September 13th.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The Night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information that you need. You've just received horrible news that could change your life. What should you do?
I think the first thing we think we're doing, which isn't the right thing to do, build walls around ourselves. Whenever you receive devastating news, it's hard to process. You're kind of in a twilight world where you go home and you think to yourself, now, did he just tell me that? Or did she just say I had this?
Reverend Dr. John Hinkle with Murfreesboro First Presbyterian Church.
What a lot of families do is they want to do just that, keep it between the family. What I actually believe is more helpful is to find somebody to talk to. And I find the act of talking is therapeutic in and of itself, right? Just the act of trying to get it off your shoulders, get it off your heart, and say to your friend or to a doctor or to a trained professional, this is what I'm feeling. And I think that process alone is helpful. In that moment when I'm told this information, I've lost control. And we think by holding it in, we're gaining control back, when in reality, we're just allowing the pressure of the news to collapse us. By releasing it, you're getting it all out of your system.
And that's information that you need on what to do when your news turns tragic.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 on The Wake Up Crew. We've got time to once again check the forecast. That's coming up at about just a few minutes from here. I gave you all an assignment. You did great on the first one. Of course, already controversy. I stole the one he had.
Well, you know, with him being here, there's always going to be something that's controversial.
I mean, there's nothing ever goes simple. That's what you need to be playing to your dad jokes. I got hit.
I know.
He never hits me. All right, so something you've missed over the five things you've missed. You got one down. I thought those were both excellent answers. So what do you miss that's not here anymore? And maybe you hope it comes back.
This one's going to take some explaining because things are more convenient now than they once were. But I miss Redbox. And here's why I miss Redbox. Because once you go to the Redbox and you pick out your movie and you get your DVD and you take it home, now you're committed. It's not like Netflix where I get 10 minutes in and I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch this. I'm just going to find something else. You know what I mean?
No, now that you brought that up, I have the hardest time. You know, I go down there where it says the top 10, you know, and then you look on Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 20.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Well, but you'll start a movie and you'll watch 10, 15 minutes of it and you're like, all right, I don't really like this. And then you'll go. And by the time that it's the end of the evening, you've watched 2 hours of 15-minute clips from other movies.
You bought it from Redbox. You take it.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to go home. I'm either going to like it or I'm not, but I'm committed to watching this. And I miss that experience.
Well, maybe just hide the remote.
But I need the remote to select the movie.
See, I liked Redbox a lot better than I did going to Blockbuster. Because there were so many people.
See, I kind of missed Blockbuster.
But it was harder.
When I say I missed it, like that was kind of before. I mean, they were still around, but I was like 8 or something when Redbox started.
But you go to Blockbuster, you know, they have 25 VCR tapes, and they wouldn't have the one you wanted, you know, if it was popular. Mm. So you had to wait. It was just like kind of going to the movies.
But. And like when we first got Netflix, it was the DVD delivery. And even that was different. You know, I mean, they'd mail you the DVD and you'd put it in and watch it and then you'd mail it back. And
that was a beautiful concept Blockbuster had too, with the popcorn and the peanuts and everything you'd get at a movie theater. It was a great concept. But digital age took care of them.
Yeah. Which, once again, it is more convenient. But I think you miss some of that.
Yeah, it was
you missed some of that experience, an event.
It was an event.
You'll spend more time finding a movie to watch than you will actually watching the movie.
Yeah,
and that's
You?
I miss my truck.
I thought you didn't like trucks.
Well, it would come in handy, like to haul off the brush that I have in my yard with tree limbs falling and just different things.
I had a blue Ford Ranger you could have bought for my sister-in-law.
Hey, I saw a little Danger Ranger for sale recently. It was like a 93, still running.
And it had only like 30,000 miles on it or something. Yeah. I looked at it. It was at a car lot on Broad.
Yep.
Yeah, it was sweet looking.
Well, now you just you have a son. It.
No.
Now you have a son with a truck, and so you just make me do all of your hauling things for you.
Right. But no, my truck was not, it was kind of like a cruck. Or, yeah, that's what my dad called it, a cruck. Because it had a really short bed on it. It was one of those
Are you talking about the Explorer? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was not really a truck. It's an SUV with a bed. But bed got stuff. It got stuff places.
I mean, you could do things.
So that well, was okay. We've got that's the first round. We'll finish up the rest of them tomorrow,
that
I guess.
That was a good one. I agree with that.
You all liking this?
Yeah, okay. This is fun.
All right.
We'll we do it once a week.
We'll do it again tomorrow. And maybe Wednesday. Working out pretty well.
Yeah, but make us do all of your legwork.
But now it's time for birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go for September 9th. Colonel Sanders had a birthday today, 1890. He was born.
I say,
American
we got
founder
chicken.
Of Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's Foghorn Leghorn. Oh, my.
Well, that's what he kind of sounded like in my head, Colonel Sanders.
It's KFC now. They don't go by Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Nope,
it's just KFC.
Just KFC.
In 1899, Neil Hamilton was born. He was an American actor. He played Commissioner Gordon in Batman, the TV show.
Not to be confused with Hamilton, the Disney musical.
No. That would be Hamilton.
Right.
Yeah. He had a name.
I say, not to be confused with Neil Armstrong either.
Again, that's Foghorn Leghorn. Okay? 1923, Cliff Robertson, American actor, was in Charlie, PT-109, won an Oscar for Charlie, and played Uncle Ben in Spider-Man. In 1941, Otis Redding, singer-songwriter, sitting on the dock of the bay.
Oh. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
We have no original music anymore. There's always somebody singing over it, isn't it?
I say, yes it is.
Hugh Grant, born in 1960, and 1966, Adam Sandler, still going?
Still kicking. He's not dead yet.
I keep hearing rumors. Billy Madison, another our Happy Gilmore movie coming up. I keep hearing that. We've got birthdays today. Justin Wilson, Mike Bohan, Kathy Lowes, John Engel, Bill Heim, Greg Tidwell, Adam Hall, and Kara Brown. Sunday, Lila Hinkle, Shirley Graves, Lanny Goodwin, Brett Garner, Savannah Buchanan, Joyce Lawrence, Jennifer Hayes, Amber Jordan, Shannon Bruff, and Angie Kessner.
Man, big deep breath after that. Big list. Add to that list by calling or texting 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Well, today's a day just for us. It's National I Love Food Day. So go out, and here's what I want you to do. Eat your favorite meal here today.
That's every day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a sunny start to the work week starting with today with sunny skies and a high near 86. Tonight will be mostly clear but low around 56. Tuesday we'll warm up to 91 with sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy but low around 62. Wednesday will be similar to Tuesday being partly sunny but high near 91. We'll have a slight chance of rain overnight Wednesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Good morning. An accident has got traffic tied up pretty good up through the Jolton area on 24 eastbound, right at White Creek Pike. There's a lot of volume trying to get through there coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County, again on 24 eastbound at White Creek Pike in the Jolton area on that crash as it loads up at volume on 24 west, leaving Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed into Davidson County. Princess Hot Chicken has two items on the menu. Check them all out today. Order online. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
At Middle Point, we want to be part of the solution. That's why we're making significant investments in proactively enhancing our facilities to integrate sustainable solutions.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Abby. We're the hosts of New Every Morning, a daily podcast for parents of all ages.
We want to tell you about an awesome speaker coming to North Boulevard Church of Christ in Murfreesboro on Thursday, September 19th.
Parenting expert and best-selling author Sissy Goff will give us practical tips and advice for raising worry-free kids and teens.
Find out all the details at schoolofchristianthought.com and be sure to register for dinner and childcare.
We hope to see you there.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, I'm going to turn it over to Brian Barrett here in the next few minutes. We're going to have news at the top of the hour. Joyce Reynolds at Elders Ace Hardware is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. We're going out of our way to get items for customers who can't walk the whole store, and great advice for those who are physically challenged. Joyce is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you or someone you know has gone the extra mile, you can go ahead and nominate that person as their Good Neighbor of the Day. Go ahead and text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to get those nominations in. You can call or text the same phone number to get your birthdays or anniversaries into us. Once again, 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Yeah, we're going to tackle that in about an hour, so you got about a half an hour to get those in now. World news coming up next on WGNS, and it is brought to you by the Low T Center and the law offices of John Day.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
And the real Brian Barrett will show up here for the next hour at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Kentucky manhunt.
You actually need machetes and everything to get through these thickets of wood.
California evacuations.
Firefighting has still been very, very challenging.
School shooting warning.
Telling them to act quickly to find her son.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There's an intense manhunt in Kentucky for a gunman accused of randomly shooting at vehicles on an interstate. Five people were wounded. All are expected to survive. Here's CBS's Christiane Benavides.
Dozens of officers scoured the remote wooded area along Interstate 75 in Laurel County, Kentucky for 32-year-old Joseph Couch.
We are not going to stop on this case until we do find him.
Search teams are focusing their efforts on a wooded area. Mayor Randall Weedle said the terrain makes it dangerous.
It's a lot of jagged rocks, cliff sides, and then there's caves. And some of these caves are very deep.
Officials confirmed Couch has a military background, including 4 years with the National Guard.
Now to an explosive wildfire in Southern California that has just quadrupled in size. CBS's Ben Tracy says thousands of people have fled their homes.
The Line Fire outside of Los Angeles exploded over the weekend in the San Bernardino National Forest and is burning out of control.
There's a lot of moving parts that are going on with this fire right now.
More than 600 firefighters are trying to slow the spread of the blaze. The size of the Line Fire and the smoke-filled air forced people in the mountain communities of Running Springs and Arrow Bear Lake to evacuate.
I came down to the evacuation center because I had no place else really to go.
Julia Bush and her sister Cassandra have moved three times to escape the smoke and fire, first from their homes, then to two different evacuation centers.
Sirens went off and the speakers were going and they said, get out, basically.
They are now at a Red Cross center, which has tripled its capacity to hold about 300 people.
And about 4,000 people are out of their homes because of a fire in Northern California near Clear Lake, northwest of Sacramento. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are making final preps ahead of their debate showdown tomorrow night. Our latest CBS News battleground tracker shows a close presidential race in three important states, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. CBS News Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
Kamala Harris appears to have a bit more excitement on her side. In Pennsylvania, for instance, 82% of Democrats are excited about what they've seen from her campaign recently, compared to 75% of Republicans who say that about Trump's campaign. This is the case in Michigan and Wisconsin, too.
New developments in the investigation into the Georgia school shooting. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
The suspect's aunt says the teen's mother called the school a half hour before the shooting. She warned staff of an extreme emergency involving her son and urged a school counselor to immediately find him and check on him.
Marcy got a text on the phone from Colt saying, I'm sorry, mother. And then we heard on the news of the shooting.
We spoke to the alleged gunman's maternal grandfather.
He pulled the triggers. He killed people, and he's my grandson, and it breaks my damn heart.
He says his wife, the teen's grandmother, also visited the school the day before the massacre. She wanted to discuss the suspect's alleged behavioral issues.
A potential tropical storm is brewing in the Gulf of Mexico this morning. It's threatening the Texas and Louisiana coasts. Jim Cantore of our partners at the Weather Channel is tracking it.
PTC 6, which is, by the way, our fourth PTC of the season, will soon become Francine as it works its way over these warm waters. A lot of showers and thunderstorms, but really no consolidated center. It has to come north and then northeast because that's the way it's going to be steered around the high pressure. It will be a hurricane at landfall. The track this morning has shifted a little bit farther to the east, right over Acadiana. This is for Wednesday and Wednesday night, probably in the Category 1, maybe Category 2 range.
Overseas, the Kremlin said today it would not grant an interview with President Vladimir Putin to Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was released by Russia this summer in a prisoner swap. The paper says he made the handwritten request to interview Putin while filling out a form requesting a presidential pardon ahead of that prisoner exchange. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you said, I love? No, really. When was the last time you said, I love my pillow? We think we know why this is so difficult. Because your pillow sucks. That's right. As soon as you lay on it, it needs to be scrunched and adjusted, which some pitch man convinced you is a good thing. And in the middle of the night, it starts all over again. I Love My Pillow is not a cheap infomercial pillow. In fact, for the last 10 years, I Love My Pillow has only been available in the finest bedding shops. The secret to I Love My Pillow is in our proprietary homemade foam. I guarantee you'll be saying, I love my pillow. Go to ilovemypillow.com to get sized for your custom-made pillow, handcrafted in the heart of America. I guarantee this pillow won't suck or your money back.
Order now and get a free travel pillow. Just put promo code LOVE, that's promo code LOVE, at ilovemypillow.com.
A month after losing a landmark antitrust case brought by the government, Google is headed back to court today to face off for a second time against federal prosecutors. Earlier, a judge ruled that Google has held a monopoly in internet search. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says this time it's defending itself against claims that its advertising business has acted as a monopoly.
The government wants a court to force Google to sell its software business related to advertising, arguing that its monopoly power has harmed competition.
Overseas, a fierce typhoon is blamed for at least 59 deaths in Vietnam. Officials say a bridge collapsed and a bus was swept away by floodwaters. Landslides have caused damage, too. Now to Miami, where a police officer has been placed on administrative leave after Dolphins star receiver Tyreek Hill was handcuffed and placed face down on a street outside the team's stadium right before the season opener yesterday. He was stopped for speeding and reckless driving.
What if I wasn't Tyreek Hill? Lord knows, like, what that guy or guys would have did. You know, I was doing what my uncle always told me to do whenever you were in a situation like that. Just listen. Put your hands on the steering wheel. Just listen.
Hill went on to have an 80-yard touchdown in Miami's win over Jacksonville. Police have launched an internal investigation. At the U.S. Open tennis tournament, world number one Jannik Sinner of Italy beat American Taylor Fritz in straight sets on ABC. Fritz was trying to become the first American man to win that major title in 21 years. Sidewalk surprises on city streets.
You want a free cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Cream, sugar, the whole nine yards?
Volunteers from Pay It Forward 9/11 giving away coffee and souvenirs ahead of this week's 9/11 anniversary.
No strings attached. It's just a good deed for the day.
Group members are performing random acts of kindness from Texas to New York and asking others to do the same. In Washington,
it was really fun to meet people and hear their stories and ask them to show random acts of kindness going forward in honor of 9/11.
Register your acts of kindness at payitforward911.org. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Toots. Come on down to get your chicken fingers and curly fries with homemade barbecue sauce. It's classic and perfect.
Well, that's coming from a guy who certainly would know. Keep the local tradition going. On Friday Night Football, come to Toots before or after the game. Now there's four locations to choose from.
Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Good food and fun!
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a sunny start to the work week starting with today. We have sunny skies and a high near 86. Tonight will be mostly clear for low around 56. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 91 with sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 62. Wednesday will be similar to Tuesday, being partly sunny with a high near 91. We'll have a slight chance of rain overnight Wednesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Trying to clear up an earlier crash up there at the Jolton exit. It was there long enough to slow it down on 24 eastbound at White Creek Pike. Traffic's really heavy now. 65 southbound, working your way down through Madison. It's picked up with more volume on a Vietnam Vets westbound out of Hendersonville. Sumner County headed towards Conference Drive there, westbound on Vietnam Vets. Hey, Nash Painting and Not Franchise Painting Company mentioned this ad. Get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting at 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS. News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome into second hour, Wake Up Crew. Hour number dose.
That means two for our English listeners.
September 9th it is. It's Monday, September 9th. Episode 1487 of the Wake Up Crew. A lot of things going on. So Friday night, Stewart's Creek at Rockvale, State Farm Prep Football. Saturday, the Blue Raiders will host Western Kentucky as Big Red comes in. 4:30 airtime, 6 o'clock kickoff. And John's birthday's in 12 days. It's 28 days until fall break.
I love that he spent all that time earlier making fun of Western Kentucky's mascot, when MTSU's mascot is a Pegasus.
Well, I've tried to make that point, but I was...
It's a unicorn.
I was slapped. Yeah. I was slapped pretty hard on it, you know.
Well, I mean, that is a
I just remember lightning. Thing. Do they still have lightning?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's him. He's a Pegasus.
I know he's a Pegasus, but
it's
he looks like...
It's a thing, quote unquote.
Looks
like a unicorn.
He looks like a horse. I mean, like...
Yeah, but he's got wings.
Yeah.
So making it not a real thing.
Okay, there's no comparison. The big blubber coming out really fires people up.
Well, it's like a volunteer. What do they look like?
Yeah, but their mascot is Smokey.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the same thing. It's kind of it's just out there. It's not really. Right.
There's a Daniel Boone with his coonskin
cap.
I
know why they're called the Volunteers, the Volunteer
right.
State, but they really don't have a. I mean, they don't really don't. Vanderbilt has a Commodore, you know, got the cap and
anchor all. Down.
You don't like anything, do you? You don't like anything.
It's like on Random Questions, what was it, 2 weeks ago or last week? Who knows at this point? When you said, what other town would you like to live in? And he said, Smyrna.
Well, county schools will have a work day a week from tomorrow. And a week from Thursday is...
Expand your horizon a little bit. Smyrna's 12 miles down the road.
He cut our mics off and then just went right back into it.
A week from this Thursday, so on the 20th, will be a city school's day out
it's
for the kids.
Control. He likes control.
Why do you think I don't want to take him on a mission trip?
Let's see. Song of the day.
Yeah.
We are looking at the top five hits from the year 1984 and the fifth biggest hit of that year from, really, I guess... the movie Against All Odds, it's Phil Collins. Phil Collins was pretty big back then.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges, he made King Kong, and that put him on the map. And then he did this one as a follow-up. And still making movies. Yep. 70.
There's I can't remember the name of the series, The Old Man on FX.
Yeah, that's good.
They did it one season, and there's going to be a season 2 coming out this fall, I think. sometime.
Yeah, he's had some health issues.
Right.
Some cancer.
He had it in the middle of that. He had cancer and COVID.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
bad.
They didn't know that he was going to make it.
Yeah, that's true. Want to give a big, big, big shout out to Frances Seal Elrod. She is over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. She's a resident there, and she celebrated her 100th birthday yesterday.
Wow. Look at her go.
So she becomes the latest centenarian here in Rutherford County. So congratulations to Frances Seal Elrod on her big birthday.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I wonder how many people in our county are over 100 years old.
I wouldn't think there's many.
Maybe a handful?
Probably.
So congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, there's a lot of people I don't know. So
that's true. And there's a lot of people here.
I'm going to guess there's probably around 10.
That would be, I'd say between 10 and 20.
There's probably some statistic that a certain percentage of your population would be that, but it'd have to be really low, I would think.
Yeah.
Also, another shout out to our friends at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air for getting us out
Prentice
of the heat.
Prentice Allsup
Heating and Air.
That's a terrible jingle.
Do they have a jingle?
No.
No.
I thought they did. No, that was Total Transformation, who's a competitor, so I shouldn't bring them up at the moment.
I'm their spokesperson.
That's true.
Yeah.
So,
except for I've got that little bit at the end of the commercial. Is that Prentice House Heating and Air?
Not that one. No. That's
I
another
can't remember.
One. Just hush.
Which one of you haven't had enough sleep? Is that? Oh, that's me.
So, it was kind of a. We have a weird situation here because. You know, when the air conditioner goes out, but you're not going to be in the building in a year to 18 months.
You're in the building.
So, I mean, what do you do?
Moving on up.
And they really helped us out. So, appreciate Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
They did. Hopefully the building doesn't
have
blow
we
up.
Gone out there to check and see if it's working?
Well, you noticed when you came in this morning. It's nice and chilly up there.
That's true. And our little...
What?
Our remote...
No, it was hot out there.
Oh. Nice and cool. It's 70 of them in the front office. So.
Yep. And our little window
are
unit
we back
in
to
the
50,
studio.
Are we back to 54 in here, though?
It feels pretty cold. It says 72, but I don't buy
well,
it.
Well, we've got an extra cooling in here. He's going to leave it in there. And he won't let anybody take it out.
It'll go behind
anywhere.
Actually, it wouldn't be bad to have it behind the equipment. I know it would make us cold, but it would keep the equipment chilly, which is what it needs
to
be.
Well, and if you put it behind the curtain, it'd take some of the noise out
if
you shoot it out that way.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a plan here.
You're welcome.
Got a plan here.
Yeah, but then I'd have to move it.
I mean, I don't...
It rolls over.
It's on wheels!
Well, it's also got a pipe that's venting it out the window.
Well, yeah.
But you just roll it behind the curtain, is what we're saying. You don't have to point it in this direction. It always have cool equipment.
Cool equipment, as it were.
Mm.
You know what? You know what's rattling him right now?
He's got 30 seconds
left.
Yeah,
and he's got this stuff he wants to do. Go ahead, Brian. You got 33 seconds.
Police were called to a zoo in Tennessee last week after a guest was bitten by a camel. It turns out the guest was reality show star Amy Halterman from TLC's 1,000-Pound Sisters. It gets worse. Cops smelled something in her car and arrested her and her boyfriend for drug possession and child endangerment.
Wow. That happened here?
In a Tennessee zoo. I think it was Knoxville.
Knoxville. Do they have a zoo in Knoxville?
Chattanooga's got a zoo.
Yeah, I guess Knoxville's got one then, too.
Knoxville has one, too. Memphis, Nashville. So, yeah. And you're listening to the Murfreesboro Zoo, the Wake Up Crew.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Check out the first Sunday of the NFL regular season. Sunday night, the Lions beat the Rams 26-20 in overtime. Detroit tied it on a last-second field goal, then won the coin flip, drove it right down the field, and scored from 1 yard out to end the game. Cowboys gave quarterback Dak Prescott a new contract before their game against the Browns, then beat Cleveland 33-17. Dolphins take care of the Jaguars 20-17 on a last-second field goal. Before the game, Miami star wide receiver Tariq Hill was detained by police outside of the stadium for reckless driving. He did play in the game, scored a touchdown. With Justin Fields at quarterback, the Steelers beat the Falcons 18-10 without scoring a touchdown. Texans over the Colts 29-27. Bills outscored the Cardinals 34-28. Patriots upset the Bengals 16-10. Chargers over the Raiders 22-10. Jim Harbaugh winning his L.A. debut as head coach. Bears beat the Titans 24-17. Caleb Williams, the only rookie starting quarterback to win on Sunday.
Helen Alexander, what do you enjoy most about Adam's Place.
Well, I like it because I'm well taken care of and I'm not afraid at night. And I lived by myself 18 years after my husband died, so I feel safe here. I am very blessed to be here at Adam's Place, very blessed.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Do you have pieces of jewelry that you feel like you don't wear anymore? The biggest struggle somebody has when they inherit a piece of jewelry is that they love the sentiment, but it's not necessarily in style or their style. We can reset stones, melt down gold, and you would enjoy wearing, knowing that this gold and these diamonds came from your loved one. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. This is Suicide Prevention Month. We're going to be focusing on depression. There seems to be an increase in that area.
Is there an increase, or are people just more aware of it, or do they feel more comfortable talking about it? There's always been a sort of an undertone of, you know, has social media led to an increase in stress and depression, for instance, because you try to think about the things that are different now than they were 30 years ago or 50 years ago, for instance. So, you know, let me preface this by saying, obviously, if someone is struggling with suicide, you definitely need to seek professional help as soon as possible, right? Whether that is from a therapist, whether that's going to the emergency room, it's calling 911. There's a crisis hotline number called 988 that you can call or text 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, if you're having suicidal thoughts. So I want to preface that by saying that the things that we're going to talk about are not designed to replace professional mental health care, right? So, but a lot of times when it comes to depression, you have people that are very resistant to take medications for that, or they've not had good experience with them in the past, so they're less likely to take something and they need some type of help for them. And so, while again, this isn't replace medications, but they can be, some of them can be used in conjunction with medication, some of them could not, and some of them could be used if someone is not willing to do other alternatives, right? But I want to make sure that I express the importance of seeking professional help if you are experiencing suicidal thoughts, right? So in terms of what we can do naturally for depression, and oftentimes we will put things in a bucket. Is it mild? Is it moderate? Is it severe, right? Because what we recommend might be different based upon that. So, for instance, you know, for a milder depression, which might be people that are experiencing it for an acute or a short term, they might be grieving a lost one or a lost job or be going through a tough time, a divorce or what have you. And ultimately, it's something that they'll be able to get out of, but they need something in the short term, right? You have a more moderate depression, which might be depression where that has been around for a long time. You know, whatever environmental causes might be adding to that, or severe depression, which oftentimes you definitely want to seek some professional help. So for your more mild depression, oftentimes we're going to focus on things that are going to increase your serotonin. And so serotonin is a neurotransmitter that we consider our mood stabilizing neurotransmitter or our happiness hormone. Sometimes people will call it. It helps us feel happier and helps to improve our mood. And so that is increased naturally by either 5-HTP, which comes from a plant called the Griffonia bean. Don't know that that grows anywhere locally, right? But you can get it in that in a supplement form. Or L-tryptophan, which is an amino acid, right? So you'll find L-tryptophan in some varying capacities in any type of protein. But taken supplementally on an empty stomach is its best way to take for therapeutic purposes. So if someone wants to increase serotonin, those can be really great options, as can St. John's wort or even SAMe. Now, if someone is already on an antidepressant that is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, and there are a number of antidepressants such as Zoloft or Effexor and others that fall under that category, you cannot take other herbs that increase serotonin. So those would not be options. But if someone is not on those types of medications, then those can be good options for them. And so they might benefit from a GABA supplement or L-theanine, which is a amino acid derived from green tea that helps to increase GABA. And this can help to relax the brain. The good thing about GABA is it doesn't interfere with your serotonin type of products. And so it could be taken in tandem if need be, or it could be taken with those other serotonin herbs that I mentioned before. So those are some really great options that can be done. Now, again, there's a lot of lifestyle things. Some people will really benefit from moving. A lot of times people are depressed. They don't want to get out of the house. They don't want to move. But doing some form of exercise helps to get endorphins going, and that will help greatly. So that is also something that lifestyle-wise could be really helpful. Being mindful of what you're consuming, not just with your food, but also with media, you know, social media, the TV shows, all of that you watch. Is it making things better? Is it making things worse? You know, food-wise, a lot of times people, when they're sad, they tend to go towards carbohydrates and sugars because it gives us that little boost, you know, mentally very quickly, and then we sort of have a crash. So actually really focusing on protein foods are going to be very helpful.
So can you help us determine which one of these holistic items we should use?
Usually I'm going to talk to the person about, you know, what their symptoms are, what they're feeling, how long they've been feeling that way, you know, what their energy levels are like, what their sleep is like. Because sometimes people, you know, they need more than one supplement. Yeah, you know, sometimes somebody might need something that, you know, like St. John's wort, but St. John's wort may not kick in immediately. So we might give them a homeopathic supplement for stress to help with some immediate kickoff while the St. John's wort is sort of working. Some might have been under stress for long periods of time, and they might need some supplements to help with their adrenals. Or they might have other hormonal issues like thyroid or what have you. And so we have to look at all of those factors and determine sort of what's best for that person. And you could have 10 people with depression and recommend 10 different things just based on their individual situation.
Where are you located?
So we have two locations here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street, and then in Smyrna, we're located at 901 Rock Springs Road.
We've been talking with Kim Dunaway at Sunshine Nutrition Center.
LaGreen's Masonry is a local family business. They build quality brick mailboxes. LaGreen's Masonry has over 19 years' experience, and they're A-plus rated by the BBB. Check their website, lagreensmasonry.com.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Oh, the food is too good.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
They have exercise every morning up on the second floor that they do. They take you out sometimes if it's nice weather, and they walk around the premises with you. And they have bowling, inside bowling that you can do, and they have the croquet on the outside when it's warm.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro. 615-848-3030.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30. It's a Monday morning. It is September the 9th, episode 1487 of The Wake Up Crew.
And we say happy birthday today. We got a bunch of them yesterday. Lila Hinkle, Shirley Graves, Lanny Goodwin, Brett Garner, Savannah Buchanan, Joyce Lawrence, Jennifer Hayes, Amber Jordan, Shannon Bruff, and Angie Kessner. Today, Justin Wilson, Mike Bohan, Kathy Lowes, John Engle, Bill Heim, Greg Tidwell, Adam Hall, and Kara Brown. I'm exhausted.
Yes, and if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, and I know there's more out there, go ahead and get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number to call or text. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website, and a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize.
Well, coming up next on WGNS, it's a check of local news, traffic, and weather.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a sunny start to the work week starting with today with sunny skies and a high near 86. Tonight will be mostly clear but low around 56. Tuesday will warm up to 91 with sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy but low around 62. Wednesday will be similar to Tuesday, being partly sunny with a high near 91. We'll have a slight chance of rain overnight Wednesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Good morning. An accident up around the Jolton exit. We had one earlier in the eastbound lanes. They cleared that one. Now we got one westbound on 24 just before Lights Creek Pike. Again, it's pretty slow as you approach that Jolton exit on 24 going westbound. It's loading up pretty good over here. Coming in from Wilson County through Hermitage, Donaldson, with a heavy traffic volume on 40 westbound all the way up to Donaldson Pike. It's heavy but moving coming out of Murfreesboro, 24 westbound up through Antioch. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, make it independent. Roofing specialist, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Saturday's first Oakland's Craft Fair was a huge success. In fact, the beautiful sunny day with cool temperatures created an overflow. Craftsmen and vendors enjoyed serving shoppers as they walked up and down the craft area, enjoyed Murfreesboro Little Theater's roaming thespians, as well as walking tours of the mansion and beautiful springs. They were handmade crafts, fine arts, and vintage items, all enhanced with delicious cuisine from food trucks, live music, and more. Leadership Rutherford has reached a milestone. In 1985, Leadership Rutherford began as a 501c3 program that's under the wing of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. That means it's closing in on its 40th anniversary. Each year, the current class is divided into project groups, and each is assigned a project with a local nonprofit. From developing the scope of the work to implementing a plan of action, the Community Impact Project is an important component of Leadership Rutherford that has lasting effects on the community. In addition, the classes learn the history of Rutherford County, along with changes that have led to what now makes this one of the fastest-growing and most successful areas of the nation. 9/11 is a day that we will never forget. There's a remembrance ceremony at MTSU open to the public, and it's free. It begins early at 7:30 on Wednesday morning in the second floor atrium of the Miller Education Center on East Bell Street. The 9/11 program for the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office begins at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning and features retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Thomas Hickerson. He led his Lockheed Martin team into the burning Pentagon September 11, 2001 to restore and maintain critical communications following the terrorist attacks. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Bob Ferris enjoys life at Adams Place.
I do physical therapy here and ride the bicycle. This morning I rode the bicycle for 20 minutes. At Adams Place, I enjoy the friendship. We have a good time.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Life changes, then it changes again.
Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We continue with the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS, and it is time for Are You Smarter Than
a Child? Although we're going into 17th grade, so we're going to see.
All right, ready.
Are we ready? Let's hit it. Which of the following animals can't jump? Is it a horse, a bear, a zebra, or an elephant?
Zebra can jump.
Feels pretty obvious that it's an elephant, would be my guess.
Oh, yeah.
They're heavy.
Bears can get on trees. They climb. Mm-hmm. I guess they can jump.
Elephant. It was an elephant. That is, we got that one correct.
It'd be too hard for them to jump.
Oh, this one I don't know, but you guys should. Whom did Bill Clinton run against in the 1996 presidential election? Was it Bob Dole, Elizabeth Dole, John McCain, or George W. Bush?
I'm going to say it was Bob Dole.
Let's see. 92 would have been his first year. 96 was when it was re-election, so it was Bob Dole. I actually covered Bob Dole when he came to Murfreesboro.
That is correct.
Now, I said that like 10 seconds before he did. And
then he went on.
He had to clarify.
It was like the mentalist. He was like, well, we'll go here and here and here.
Well, do I not get to participate?
It was like an episode of House.
If the answer is the answer, we know it. Yeah, move on.
Which Apollo mission landed the first humans on the moon? Ooh. Apollo 7, Apollo 9, Apollo 11, or Apollo 13?
No, I don't know it.
I think it's 13.
Mm-hmm. Apollo 13, mm-hmm. They had trouble, didn't they? Didn't they make a movie out of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stop it. We just don't need clarification. If you know the answer, say it. What do you think?
I don't know.
Do you really not?
Okay, I don't think it's 13.
Okay.
It's either 9 or 11, I think.
9.
Apollo 11 sounds familiar. Uh-huh. That's what I was going with. 11 and 13 sound familiar.
We'll choose it. See what it does.
Do you know?
I don't.
It was Apollo 11. Look at that. We got it.
We kind of did a multiple choice answer there, but
We're going to do this one without multiple choice because it's real easy. The sun rises in the east and sets where?
The south.
He's trying to throw this game.
West. Go west, young man.
Yeah. You notice I said it earlier, just whispered it to you.
Wow, you guys are so grumpy today.
I've had an hour of sleep. What's his excuse?
What is the capital of Australia? Ooh. Is it Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, or Canberra?
Ooh, that's tough. You'll know this one.
It's either Melbourne or Sydney.
I'm going to say it's Melbourne.
I think that's right.
It was Canberra.
Oh. Wow. What? I didn't know that city existed.
I didn't either. Okay.
Which animals always land on their feet? Is it birds, frogs, cats, or dogs?
Cats.
I've heard cats always land on their feet.
Yeah.
That is the correct answer.
My dog didn't land on his feet sometimes.
No, mine either.
What about a three-legged cat?
Okay, this is a math question.
Ooh.
Math question.
Count me out.
What is 200% of 50? Is it 55, 200, 150, or 100? I think 200% means double, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 100% of 50 is 100.
100% of 50 is 50.
Yeah.
Well, but 50 is the first number, correct? Should be 200, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's 100.
Okay. Whatever you
think. I'm going to put 200, but the answer was 100.
Yeah.
I got a math question right, and you guys didn't.
I didn't even attempt to answer it. I'm no good in math.
What is the actual color of blood in the body? Is it blue, red, purple, or green?
It's not red.
I think the blue thing was a myth. Like it was like a wives' tale. I think it might be red.
Red, the color of your blood. Uh-huh. Well, when it comes out of your skin, it's red.
I've always heard like, oh, when it touches oxygen, it turns red. But I think that's like a wives' tale.
But don't, if you get shot, I mean, it's blood, it's red.
Red is the correct answer. Yeah.
We got stumped on that one time.
What do watts measure? Is it power, distance, energy, or volume?
Power.
Do you have a guess?
I was going to say energy, but...
I don't know. I'm going to go power, and that was correct.
My MTE app, I just didn't look close enough.
Right, last one. What color is the bottom of a rainbow? Is it violet, red, blue, or green?
Green.
It was violet. We got...
I think we had
7 out of 10.
I think we had that question before too at one time somewhere.
70%.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
We're talking with Mary Ellen Evans. Why did you choose Adams Place?
Mostly based on a realization that I wouldn't find anything more beautiful. That the architecture is superb, elegant, and the people are caring. The residents, they consider it one family. I mean, this is just an unbelievable combination of good things.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew here for a Monday morning, September the 9th, and thanks for listening in to the show. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who has helped provide light, comfort, and connection in our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online at MTE.com or just download the MyMTE app. Today's good neighbor of the day is Joyce Reynolds over at Elders Ace Hardware here in Murfreesboro. The good neighbor for going out of the way to help get items for customers who can't walk the whole store and giving great advice to those who are physically challenged. That is Joyce Reynolds, today's good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor of the day nomination, it is simple to do. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor and get in those good neighbors. We do one every weekday, so that's 5 a week and 20 a month, and you can see how that kind of racks up there. So help us out. It's all listener-driven, so get in those good neighbor of the day nominations and help us out.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, just ask my 9-year-old son what he learned at school today.
Really? What did he learn?
He said, apparently not enough. I have to go back tomorrow.
Replay.
Oh, so funny. This makes me laugh.
I'd say it's a 3. I'm not going any higher than a 3.
I'm not rating the jokes anymore.
I think you agree with me on that. Maybe even lower. I think yours would have been even lower.
But I don't rate the jokes anymore.
No.
What I really
think is I think you need to stop drinking so late at night so you don't
come. Show still.
No, I'm just what kidding. What have I learned on the show today?
Just kidding.
I don't know. What have you learned? Go ahead and tell us. Oh, you're talking to us. You're asking us.
You need to stop giving assignments. I mean, I had to work the whole 6 o'clock hour coming up with ideas. So now
well,
you're doing it again.
I'm sure we're going to use
it. Doing it again tomorrow and probably Wednesday.
We talked about iPods.
We did talk about iPods.
That was one of my items.
I'm going to go look for that one. You'll have to put your music in.
Yeah.
You know.
That's another thing I miss, too, is like you buy the music and you buy an album and you listen through that album and now it's all just playlist. And,
I really wish they'd make the phone that size.
Oh.
You know? Well, because it fits in your pocket a lot better.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've thought about getting a flip phone.
I have too.
You know,
but you know what the biggest holdup is?
Texting.
Now I'd get a little slide with a keyboard. Mm. The biggest holdup is music.
Oh, really?
Because I listen to music all the time.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we also there was an incident at the zoo, the Knoxville Zoo.
A zoocident.
Yeah, and people got arrested.
It was Amy from TLC's 1,000-Pound Sisters or something like that.
I've never seen that show.
600-Pound Sisters, right?
Yeah.
No, I think they're 1,000 pounds together.
Oh.
Because they're sisters.
Is she still weigh 500 pounds?
I don't know. I think she
normally
had lost some
weight. The plot of those shows is like their weight loss journey. So that's probably what it is. She probably is thinner now.
Yeah.
Or she put it back on. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
She's got drugs in her car.
Yep.
We know that.
And apparently had a kid there, too.
That's crazy.
Well, those are a few things we learned on The Crew today. If you want to listen back to the podcast, you can do so. It'll be up shortly after 8 at WGNSradio.com under Podcast and Wake Up Crew, or wherever you take in podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube Music, all those places.
Next on The Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
Well, if you're too drunk or violent in Japan, the police will get a large food